Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. And now, check this out. We are connected live on FaceTime Audio with our old friend, Phil Narcosis, who is live from Rio, I believe. Phil, come in. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. Am I coming in okay?
Yeah, we hear you just loud and clear. Rio de Janeiro. That's where you're hanging.
Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, I'm with the. I'm here on Copacabana Beach.
Sweet.
I just came off the beach.
Awesome. Yeah, this guy has been. Well, he travels the world normally, but he literally just wrote a book about all his adventures. Where, I mean, I don't know, for 12 months. You went to a different, like, city or continent each month and visited 12 different places, and you wrote a book about it. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah. So I joined an organization that we paid them. There was 49 of us, and we were all location-independent professionals. We each had our own companies or worked for other companies, and as long as we had our laptop or our smartphone and a good internet connection, which we did, we covered 12 cities in 12 months, and I spent 3 months in Asia, 3 months in Europe, and 6 months in South America, and did some diving along the way too, I might add.
Very nice. And all this is documented in this new book, which, by the way, let's get it out there. What is it called?
Okay. So my book, which is published by a bestseller out of Los Angeles, it's called Bestseller Publishers. It's called Have Laptop, Will Travel, Memoirs of a Digital Nomad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can see from the cover, I'm there at my laptop at the iconic vista of Machu Picchu in Peru.
Nice.
Where I really wasn't working. It was really just for the cover. But have you seen the cover? They say we're going to submit it. They say it's going to be probably win some awards for the cover.
Cool. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, I've seen the cover. I haven't been able to read the book yet. I haven't had a chance to download it, but you can download it through Amazon and get it as an ebook, or it's available in paperback now too, right?
Yeah, it's paperback and ebook, and I just finished reading. It's 11 hours of reading, and the editors are cleaning up the audio. There's more to it, as you can imagine, than just reading it through. They're cleaning up the audio, and it's going to be available on audiobooks as well.
Well, there you go. All right. Are you doing it? You're not doing the audiobook yourself, though, it sounds like.
I did it. I did it myself.
Oh, okay. So they're cleaning your voice up. I gotcha.
Yeah,
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you? Have you documented some of your diving around the world in this book, too,
yeah.
Or no?
Yeah. Have Laptop, Will Travel, Memoirs of a Digital Nomad, one of the cities. It was actually 5 weeks we were in the city of Chiang Mai, Thailand, which is, it's not a coastal city. It's all the way up in the mountains of Thailand, up to the north. But
so is that altitude diving too that you got to take into account or what?
No, it wasn't altitude. What we did is dive buddy from the United States, he met me and we took a plane to Phuket, which is, you know, to the south and a little bit to the west. Mm-hmm. And then we boarded a liveaboard Thailand.
All right, cool. And how did that compare to some of the other diving that you've done and talked about on the show before?
Yeah, let me talk to you about it a little bit. You know, we, as you know, and I've been on trips with you guys, and you know, I got something to compare it to, and I've been on the show talking about some of the, you know, I'll call it bucket list dives, like the Maldives or, you know, Fiji and
right.
Egypt, the Red Sea, and some of the Caribbean diving, even Cocos Island, where we had, you know, shark wallpaper on every dive, you know, just, you know what I mean by shark wallpaper, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, they blanket the, well, I've heard of a shark carpet. Where you look
shark
down,
carpet, yeah, pattern carpet, right?
Yeah, the ground is moving.
Yeah, it's back like, in the 80s.
No, that's it still happens. It still happens yeah. down there in Cocos.
So I got to tell you though, okay, so the live aboard, it wasn't as nice as some of the ones we've been on together, but the crew was top notch. You had some British people running in the boat, and then you had some local Thai people. But long story short, we trekked out several hours away from land to the Andaman Islands, which is a string of 9 islands where, you know, all the big, you know, all the most preferable diving occurs. I mean, you can do a tourist junket somewhere, you know, just off of the mainland, but you really, if you want to do some good diving in Thailand, you want to go to the Andaman Islands, right?
Okay.
And yeah, so, you know, I write about it in my book in the Thailand chapter. You know, each chapter is one of the cities that I lived in. And so in the Thailand chapter, I talk about our dives, eat, sleep, and dive. And unfortunately, because of overfishing, there was not a lot of fish. And we did not see one shark, which is, you know, usually a sign that something's not right in the marine ecosystem.
Sure.
There, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happened was I fell down the steps of the boat from the, you know, from the flying bridge topside down to the main deck. I fell and gashed my shin. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. I have a souvenir from Thailand for the rest of my life on my body. I have a gash in my shin.
Yeah.
And of course then I wasn't diving the rest of the day, but one of the guys on the boat, a guy I became friends with, Ernie from California, retired EMT, gave me his iodine bottle.
Yeah.
And so we dressed it. And, you know, if you call Dan and something like that, they say, oh, you know, they always say, don't dive for a while. You know, mm-hmm. that's their answer for everything.
Right.
But we dressed it. We had some antibiotic ointment. We dressed it with the iodine. We wrapped it. And wouldn't you know, the next day and then every day after that for the rest of the diving trip, I went diving and it all worked out. But, you know, that's, you know, the pathogens of the ocean
mm-hmm.
are not forgiving, so you have to be very careful about that. But I felt confident that I would be okay because of the iodine and the antibiotic.
Well, so you know, that's a risk you take if you want to dive. Sometimes you got to make that call yourself. I understand. So it sounds like quite an adventure. Just for a little advice. That gash on your shin, you got to come up with a way better story than you fell down the steps on the liverboard. I'm telling
you. He was kicking too much ass.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing something. Who's dinging us? Who's
you got attacked by a narwhal.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that would make sense. Right.
Yeah.
So, Phil Narcosis is, I say Narcosis, but that's not how you say your name, but it's Nicozisis.
Yeah.
Philip. And you can Google that and the Amazon book will come up. Now, would you say this is more about just traveling in general and there's a small element of diving mixed in there, or how would you describe it, Phil?
Yeah, actually, interesting. I hadn't thought about it before. There's a lot of themes in this book, but sorry, that's me getting dinged.
It is. It's all right. They're saying, hey, I got a story for you.
Let me turn this off.
Greg keeps giving CJ and I a dirty look like we did it.
I did not do it.
For once.
God bless.
All right, yeah.
I know, for once. My bad. Hey, so I talk about learning Spanish. I took 6 months of Spanish class when I was in South America.
Yeah.
And I felt like the learning this language was bending my brain. And I felt like my brain was being bent. And then I do a segue into dive number 89 about 8 years ago, when I was literally got what I was bent for real off the, you know, in Palm Beach where I live. I did three tanks in a day, you know, averaging 100 feet with, and this is before I knew what I know now. I learned the hard way. Anyway, I got bent And I spent 3 days in and out of a recompression chamber.
Wow.
I talk about that in some detail in my book.
Okay.
And yeah. And then I do talk about Cocos Island, how it was amazing compared to how really it wasn't so amazing in Thailand. And I also talk about the skills that are kind of, you know, developed when drift diving, such as we have in South Florida, is what you grow up with. And then you go to a place like Thailand where you have, you know, 60, 70 feet of visibility. And there's no current, and you just kind of swim around. You come back to the boat, and that's great. That's fun diving. So I talk.
A little bit of everything is what you're saying. Sounds great. All right, hold on. Phil Narcosis, our guest right now, live from Rio. Now,
this is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So they say, put your mask on, take a deep breath, suck. Okay, I got it on. Then they give you this tube that you stick in your mouth, and the rest of the tube is supposed to stick out of the water at all times. This is very important information.
A mask and a tube and a ping pong ball was standard equipment, they said. A mask and a tube and a ping pong ball suspended over my head. Plunk, plunk, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Plunk, plunk, pop, shh. Bong, bong. Bing, bing.
Damn, that was annoying.
How I ever swallowed the ping pong ball is still a mystery to me. But somehow the ball got in the tube. It was really the end of me. Plunk, plunk, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Plunk.
Get that crap out of here.
Well, now that I'm stuck on the ocean bed, I feel as though I belong. Cause now I'm breathing just like a fish, and the fish all play ping pong. Plunk, plunk, pop, bing, bing, bong, bong. Plunk, plunk, pop, bong, bong.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is not Phil Narcosis. He is a musician, but I want to make sure everybody's clear that is not one of his compositions.
I dare you. Try to hang on to some shred of sanity after hearing that.
Well, good point. Anyway, Phil
you can't!
Is in Rio, and not only is he a world-class musician, he plays guitar quite well. He's pretty good at that kind of thing. And he drift dives down in West Palm Beach generally, but now he's in Rio de Janeiro. By the way, why are you there today? What are you? Are you still doing like leftover travels, even though the book is done, or what?
Yeah, you could call it luxurious leftovers.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
We're doing it's a little reunion with the people that I traveled with. You can imagine you travel with people for a year, and you either love them or hate them, or sometimes you love them and hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are 10 of us who did a little reunion. We're in a house. About two blocks off of Copacabana Beach.
Nice.
And we're just having a little reunion. And, you know, it's not too far of a jump off. Well, it's actually 10 hours of travel, direct travel from Fort Lauderdale. So it isn't close.
It isn't but close, been, but it's worth the
I've
adventure.
I've never been here.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, marking it off the list. Now, his new book, yeah. Narcosis, we call him, but it's NIC, Nicosis. How do you say it yourself?
Nicosis. But if you just go to Amazon, Have Laptop, Will Travel, Memoirs of a Digital Nomad, just Have Laptop, Will Travel. There's nothing else like that. And I will say also, 10% of my gross proceeds are going to the Wildflower Shelter Home in Thailand. It's a shelter for young mothers who, you know, for various reasons are on their own as mothers.
Hmm.
And I visited there. I actually did some volunteering there and actually gave them a Sprout workshop was one of the things I did when I volunteered there. And that's a whole other story. But
that's part of your traveling vegan stuff, I think, right?
Yeah. So, you know, being there and then, you know, seeing the children and seeing the whole situation, and it really touched my heart. So I'm all set up there. They know about the book. They know they'll be getting, you know, hopefully some decent amount of money there, and it goes to support the shelter that does really good work for the children and the young mothers.
Well, there you go. All right. So Phil Narcosis is our guest. He has this new book. You know, it's been a while since we've spoke to you because you've been traveling around the world doing all the research for this thing. So, are you going to head back home to West Palm and do some drift diving and kind of bring it back home a little bit, or what? What's next?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. You know, it's you know, like they say in Thailand, same but different. So I've been away, and you know, some of the boats have changed hands. There's some new owners. There's some new people. But my friends are still down there. You know, the turtle, we got, you know, turtle season is coming, is actually here. And then we've got the Goliath groupers will come later in the year, Goliath grouper season. And, you know, there's a lot that's still there to enjoy in the South Florida, you know, diving community.
Any other big trips though? Dive trips you got on the agenda for the next few months, or not necessarily?
You know, I'm looking at what I should do. Any suggestions? What's the place to be right now?
Well, next weekend it'll be New Jersey. Secaucus, New Jersey will be the diving capital of the world because there's the Beneath the Sea Dive Show, largest diving consumer.
So then after that, then where do we go?
Well, we were doing a Saba trip with Explorer Ventures June 1st. We're doing that, and then we got Dive Fest in Dominica the week after the 4th of July. Shortly thereafter, there's what, guys, help me out here.
High altitude diving in Peru.
No, that isn't on our list, but that might be on Bubble Boy's list. No, we have a Grenada Dive Fest first week of October.
Is that drift diving, I think? Grenada's, is that drift diving?
No, not necessarily. I mean, they have some drift diving sites, but, you know, it's not really drift diving per se is the main thing. But
you're going to be, you're going to be lobster diving in July for mini season.
That's right. Here. The end of July, we got lobster season going on. But Phil's he's a vegan, though, so he doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. Will you even catch a lobster, or you wouldn't even want to do that?
No, I get my protein from, I like to cut out the middleman and get my protein from the same place that the animals do. get it from the plants.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, that wouldn't be his thing. But Grenada would be awesome. You'd love that. You'd love Dominica. I'm doing the Red Sea in October, too, middle of October. Going on a new live aboard with Explorer Ventures.
All right, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, have you been?
They have hummus there.
Yes, they do have hummus there.
I guess they do.
I did. I did a live aboard in the Red Sea, and you know, I will say this: people were like telling me, "Don't go to Egypt, don't go to Egypt." But the truth is, it is. I felt very safe there,
yeah.
So I wouldn't want any of your listeners who would consider going on a live aboard to not, because it's Egypt, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's what I've heard too, and that's why I'm going. You know,
and
it's been
cheap.
On my list for some time. Say that again. It's cheap. Is that what you said?
Yeah. In other words, the live aboards are, because of, you know, the perception, at least the last time I had checked, or when I did it last, it was, you know, it's less than some of the Caribbean trips.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if that's the case or not. It is a new boat that we're going out on, though. A really nice vessel with Explorer Ventures. And I have heard that, like, you know, if you add on a land package to Cairo, you can stay at like a 4 or 5 star resort pretty reasonably there right now. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, you got to do the pyramids. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do the pyramids, ride a camel, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're going to mix it up, and that'll be in October. But who knows? Maybe Phil Narcosis will be on one of these trips with us. Phil, in the meantime, everybody needs to get your book and catch up with what you've been up to. Thanks for checking in, and get back to your fun and frolicking there in Rio de Janeiro. All right.
Thank you. Have laptop, we'll travel.
There you go. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, it's been a long time since I've been able to check in with Phil Narcosis. That's kind of nice that he was able to connect all the way from Rio de Janeiro, isn't it?
That's great.
You ever been there? Is that on your list of places to go, CJ?
Is that the place that's got the beach that's right by the airport?
I think everyone on the beach there is naked, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
No, that's you're talking about where the airplanes fly over your head? No.
No, that's St. Martin. No, I'm talking about Rio de Janeiro is where everybody's naked on the beach, isn't it? And there are a lot of nakedness.
Maybe topless.
Okay.
And Christ the Redeemer looks down on all of you.
Ah, there's that statue thing. That's Brazil, yeah, right? So, and which explains why they're naked?
No, it explains why he's looking down.
Oh, maybe that's it, in disgust, or what? I don't know what it is, but it's kind of one of those places that have been on my list to want to go. And Jared the Diver Guy's having fun with sound effects today.
What's it known for?
Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
That is not me. I'm innocent today.
No, I think that's Jerry.
Ah, Bubble Boy. No, it's not Bubble Boy.
That's Barry and his mating call for Aquaman.
Was that what it is? It's the Aquaman mating signal?
Yeah, that's correct.
I thought we
only
were
Jerry
over that.
Would know.
Okay. All right. I'll let you guys fight it out amongst yourselves. See, there's reasons why Jerry.
Oil up and wrestle.
And Barry the Bugger.
300?
Barry the Bugger are online and not in the studio with us. It's a, you know, there's laws.
Squeal now. Squeal. Louder. Louder. Louder.
Banjos.
Louder.
Oh, jeez. What is happening?
Louder.
Scuba Radio Happy Hour is what is happening. All right. We got more crazy dive gear ideas that we're going to dive into here next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. No more mating signals, Barry, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Ding.
Scuba Radio.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
When I was a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into, like, lakes and stuff. I remember once he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines, and he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater. Don't you worry. Cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater. Don't you feel it? The silence here is divine. Let's get underwater.
Well, you're in the right place. This is the world's first radio show devoted to getting underwater. I am Greg, the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Barry the Bugger and Jerry the Diver Guy are exchanging sound effects between themselves and kind of like a Morse code of underwater communications and flirtation.
It's the Jerry and Barry show.
It could be. There's like a separate show going on right now, isn't it?
I'm completely innocent on this.
Well, I don't think so.
Keep drinking.
Bull crap.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, Scuba Radio Happy Hour has definitely kicked in, which brings us to the next topic of discussion. I was talking about unique dive, items, and we kind of covered that a little bit with that full face mask thing. This other issue I kind of wanted to segue into has to do with urban legends for divers. Did you know there was such a thing?
Do tell.
Well, no. I'm asking you a question. Have you heard of
urban legends?
Yeah, urban legends that
like you limiting out on lobsters and stuff like that.
Oh, shut up! You are a bastard. How dare you?
Good one, Barry.
That's blasphemy.
That's an excellent example.
I am the lobster slayer for the next 7 days. I don't care what you say. Anyway, no. I mean, real. They, real urban legends.
Like, say, Aquaman.
No, he exists.
He's real. I've seen video of him.
Yeah, okay. You're going to hurt Barry's feelings.
Yeah, just stop it and let's not go there. We've gone there enough already. No, there's been these stories over the years, that you hear. And actually, there's an article came out. Patty threw it out there about they came up with 7 scuba diving urban legends. So they compiled some of these things that I've heard, most of these.
Lay it on me.
Well, the number one urban legend diving story is the diver in the tree story. You ever heard of this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was on an episode of CSI. Yeah.
Was it? And so refresh our memory then there, Bubble Boy.
They found a diver in a tree fully, geared up.
Right. Why?
Well, in the show, I don't know if it was the same.
Had to be a tsunami.
Did they say a tornado sucked him up out of
yes,
the water?
Yes, a tornado. Water spout threw him into
wrong.
The
it was not a wrong. Sharknado.
It's the airplane that sucks up the water to dump it on the wildfire.
Right.
Was it a wildfire?
Yeah.
It wasn't a punami?
No.
No punami.
That was the truth. That wasn't an urban legend. That actually happened.
Sadly.
One of the drawbacks to high altitude lake diving, I'm afraid.
I don't know if they were even high altitude, but the rumor was that one of those fire helicopters that scoop up the water and then dump it on the fire went and scooped up some water out of the local lake, and they scooped up a diver by mistake and then dumped him, and he landed in a tree. So that was the story that was circulated on the web. I haven't heard this story in several years, but that's the number one thing that percolates out there online.
Who would come up with that, though?
What do you mean, who would come
up? You almost think it has to be real, because who the hell would dream that up?
So how did they find the diver in the tree? How did he get there?
It's an urban legend, Barry.
Oh, so this is not true.
It is not true.
Neither is Aquaman.
Oh, brother. Don't shh. Yeah, no.
It causes chaos, Bubble Boy.
It has been debunked as fake news. But it sounds like you said, you know, it's a very creative story.
It's
like
plausible.
Right, as most urban legends are. And the number two urban legend story is one I do hear about quite a bit. You get this question almost as frequently as, what about the sharks? Won't they eat me?
You know, I tend to hear this one at least once a month.
Oh, that's really weird. And it involves, like, should women go diving during their special time of the month, right? And
no.
If they do, will that create a problem for them with sharks? Because
Mother Nature loves Mother Nature.
Well, once again, that is an urban legend as well. There's no proof.
You would think it would be true.
Well, once again, it's one of those.
I had that thought
stories
when
that
I first started.
You think it's plausible, but is it reality? And the answer is no. It's been debunked that the sharks don't do
but
that.
But might they be bitchy on the boat on the ride back?
Well, that's just. Well,
go ahead, dig yourself in deeper.
I'm not going to say another word.
With who?
Say whatever I want.
Yeah, okay. Number three, Canadian scuba divers found a long-lost nuclear bomb.
That's true.
That would be false as well.
Damn it.
I'm not that familiar with this particular.
It was divers from South Carolina.
I do second.
No, that is wrong. It was Canada. And in 2015... some amateur divers.
It was just a regular bomb.
There was a
not
story
nuclear.
That got circulated out there that they found a long-lost nuclear warhead.
Or it was a nuclear warhead, but it wasn't lost.
No, they didn't find it.
It was present and accounted for.
They never found it. It was just an internet story that was, you know, circulated out there. And
you know how that got started on Gilligan's Island?
Well, this was 2015, so that would be... That would be just more, that would be fake news on top of fake news there, CJ.
Like a fake news sandwich.
Mm-hmm. So that one's not accurate as well.
What else you got, Greg?
Number
what
four,
else?
There's a patch the size of Texas in the middle of the Pacific made of plastic. Now,
well,
this has been all over the news, right?
You're saying that's not true.
That is false. You know why?
It's the size of why? Australia.
No, yeah.
Because all the plastic is in actresses in Los Angeles.
Wow. In South Beach, Miami. Yeah. No, actually, there's two massive patches of marine debris and plastics and stuff. One near Japan, the other near Hawaii. And together, they measure three times the size of France or more than twice the size of Texas. So that's why it's false.
See?
False.
Oh, that's sad.
It's underreported as far as the size of that floating debris field. So that's sad.
I was hoping it was more
maybe
like
it was the size of Texas when they started counting.
Yeah, maybe.
They have problems in the Caribbean too, Greg.
I was hoping it was the size of Rhode Island.
Was it Dominican Republic? They have like so many tons of plastic wash up on one of their nice beaches they have to clean off like once a month with bulldozers.
Really?
And narwhals.
Yep.
And well, no, you
and they probably blame us. They probably blame, oh, it's those, you know, Americans. It's not.
Well, CJ said they blame the narwhals, I think.
Yes.
They use them to clean it up. They spear the paper.
Actually, that comes to number
Nature's
five.
Trash collector. Yes.
Some people don't believe narwhals actually exist, and that is true. Some people don't think they exist. But the fact is, they do exist.
They're the unicorns of the sea.
That's true. They even have their own theme song.
Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean, right? Causing a commotion, because they are so awesome.
Yep.
Narwhals, they are narwhals. Yep. Narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your balls.
What?
Narwhals, they are narwhals. Narwhals. In matters of the shish kebab.
All right, part of the song, I think, is slightly off, but some people don't believe narwhals actually exist. They really do exist.
I just love the fact that you had that handy ready to go.
Yeah, well, it's just what we do, you know. You can't have that.
That's a pro. That's the mark of a pro.
I think it's more of a mental deficiency.
Don't sell yourself short, my friend.
Okay.
That was quality
all
stuff.
All right, all right. Another myth out of the seven.
I dare say that saved the show.
You think? Well, the bar is pretty low.
We were circling the drain hard
until
you hit that sucker.
Yeah. All right. Here's number six in this list of seven items that are urban legends involving diving element kind of thing. Sharks are attracted to the color yellow.
Now, everyone knows it's pink.
That is wrong. That is false.
Are you they French? Are
not, that is wrong. Wrong. They are not attracted to the color yellow because they say sharks are colorblind.
Ah.
And so, therefore, if you're wearing a yellow or certain color wetsuit, it's not any, you know, safer as far as...
What about the stripes from that, the sea snake?
You know what? It's they are colorblind, but they do... There patterns. Is some truth to the matter that certain patterns...
See, I'm just spitting out information for divers to use.
Because we've talked about it on the show before, haven't we?
Yes,
so
we have.
There is some truth to the
See,
fact
See, I was
that
paying
sharks,
attention.
For once...
You accused me of not paying attention.
All right, there's
Give
another one.
Star.
We'll finish up next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're gonna have some fun without a dive.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba parties. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're gonna have a big one next week at the Beneath the Sea show in Secaucus, New Jersey. Everybody who's anybody and a diver in the Northeast is going to be there, including us.
And Scuba Calpi. Up.
No, he's not. Uh-huh. All the way up from Florida we're coming. But Scuba Cowboy is not making BTS. That's what you said, right, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, that's exactly
But neither is Bubble Boy. So they're in that group together. All right, look, we're going to try to check in with the Aqua Gypsy after her distillery tour in Key West at Papa Pilar's. But the odds were against us. She drank too much of it. She sampled too much of the free sample, and it did her in. However, she's going to be with us at Beneath the Sea next week. So make sure you join us for that. You can say hi to her, Mermaid Kristen, Jerry the Diver Guy. Maybe win a trip from Explore Ventures and Scuba Radio to the Red Sea, and much, much more. Oh, they even have a silent auction thing from our friends at Curacao Undersea or Ocean Encounters Curacao. You can bid on their silent auction item for a week-long all-inclusive stay there with Jeremiah and Paul and the gang from Curacao Ocean Encounters. It's going to be a great time. The place to be. Saturday, just before the show opens, 9 o'clock, make sure you show up early to get a shot at all the stuff. All right, let's go to the phones. Who's let's see. Oh, this is Crockett, who's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, Crockett. You're on the air, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, in about 5 days, I'm headed for the Philippines. I'm going to stay with a buddy over there for a couple of weeks. He lives there, and I'm going to do some diving. The whale shark season is supposed to be in happening right about now, so...
Yeah.
Check out all that. Check all the other critters out. Blue ring octo.
Blue ring octopus. Aren't those highly venomous, too?
Yeah, don't get bit.
Yeah, they're pretty shy, too, so they're hard to track down. Pygmy seahorses, flamboyant cuttlefish.
Hmm.
Mimic octo. Mimic octo would be cool to see.
That would be cool. Wait, a flamboyant cuttlefish. That's a particular species of cuttlefish. I'm not familiar with that one. So what makes them flamboyant?
They're the same on the air as they are under the sea.
It's highly colorful and changes colors a lot. You know, they all cephalopods do anyway. But
yeah,
this one in particular is like rainbows of colors.
Rainbows, got it. Okay, well that makes sense.
Over the rainbow.
Just stop it,
Terry.
I apologize for M. Crockett, but I see you've been in the Facebook Live chat room. Keep it up and check in with us after you get back from the Philippines. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'll give you a little mini report.
Sounds good. All right, there you go. See, he's been nice enough to, you know, let us know what his diving plans are. I love hearing that stuff. You know, whether it's they're doing it on Facebook Live or they're doing it, via email, you can do that. info@scubaradio.com. And let us know or give us a call like he did at 888-88-SCUBA. It's all good stuff. We're here to share the love of diving, are we not?
We are.
Yay.
We are. Yes.
All right. By the way, before we wrap it up today, there was, remember I said there were 7 urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
We did 6 of them. So the last one, or should I recap all of them for you real quick?
I don't remember 6. The last one.
Right? Well, you don't remember any of them, Bubble Boy. Let's be real. First one was the diver found in the tree, false. Second one is that time of the month for ladies, should they be diving, would it attract sharks? That is false. Third one, urban legend for divers, Canadian divers found a long-lost nuclear bomb. That was false.
That's true.
There's a large garbage patch the size of Texas in the middle of the Pacific. Texas. That is false because it's actually
the size of Wyoming.
Two.
That's right.
It's twice the size, and there's two of them of Texas.
Two
so that's
Texas.
Why it's false.
Texi.
Yeah, I believe that's how you say it, technically. Some people don't believe narwhals are real. That is true. There are idiots. I mean, have you listened to this show? Anyway, in 6... sharks are attracted to the color yellow. That is false. They are colorblind. However, stripes and things have been shown to have some effect on how they react.
Bad.
But we don't know all the truth to that as well, so we're not totally sure, but there you go. So the number 7 urban legend for divers, this was put out there by Patty this past week online. And so we thank them for them and blame them if this information is wrong. But I think it's fairly accurate. Number 7, an unknown ancient civilization built a monument off the coast of Japan. True or false?
It's off Bimini, Greg.
That is wrong. That is the road to nowhere.
That's Atlantis.
Yeah, and we don't know what's going on there. But no, this story about the Japan thing is unknown. It has been reported out there online. There's some kind of structure or something off the coast of Japan. That has been reported, and they don't know what it is.
The lost city of Atlanta.
It's Aquaman's vacation home.
Well, there you go. Leave it to Barry the Bugger to know, and I'm sure he spends his summers there on a romantic retreat. off the coast of Japan.
Can't you feel the love tonight?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, saved by the bell. So we don't have to dive into that one any deeper than we already have. Because it's just going to get awkward, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think let's put this show out of its misery.
We don't want Barry to kiss and tell. So we better just wrap things up and wait till we get up to New Jersey for Beneath the Sea next week. Make sure you join us a little bit early for all the prizes. It's going to be a big, big time. Till then, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.